Wasatch School District approved a nearly $60 million budget in June. District Superintendent Terry Shoemaker said that reflects a 4.3% increase in the budget over last year and is due in large part to new growth.
There was an initial increase from the legislature, a 2.5% increase on the weighted pupil unit. That's the basic funding mechanism for schools in the state, and so that helped contribute to that increase, as well as a new growth in the school district. We've had a approximately 3% increase in student enrollment growth for at least 20 years regularly. So that's what we're anticipating again for next year, and so that's also helped contribute to this increase in revenue.
He said the good news is that taxes didn't go up to balance the budget. Another aspect of balancing the budget, Shoemaker explained, is tackling some refinancing of debt.
It would be similar to someone refinancing their home. Basically, all we're doing is looking for a lower interest rate for the bonds that we have in different construction projects that we've done over the years. And we refinanced two series of bonds, a 2005 series of bond and a 2007 series of bonds, one for an elementary school, one for one of the series of bonds for our high school. And we basically had lowered the interest rates from between 4 and 5% down to 2.2%, so saving taxpayers approximately $300,000 a year.
That's over the next 10 years, so he said taxpayers will be saved some $3 million for that refinancing. He said more property tax revenue will come from increased property values as the economy has rebounded.
We're actually seeing a slight increase in assessed valuation. Yes, it's very small, but we're glad to see it going in that direction. That's obviously helpful for school districts and government in general. We need the property values to, you know, to continue to increase, and that helps fund particularly new programs and new students in our state and in our school district too.
Shoemaker said they passed on some additional revenue from the state to the teachers and didn't have the steep health care increases like the Park City School District.
We gave each of our employee groups a 2% increase on their salary, and we're grateful that the board was willing to do that, and I think our employees felt good about that. We also paid for the increases in the premiums of their health insurance, which was a modest premium increase of 5.7%. But again, we're grateful that we had these additional revenues so that we could fund these increases and give our employees a raise.
Shoemaker said the Wasatch School District is undertaking a conversion to digital from textbooks and paper.
It's digital laptops, and we're using digital software. Our intention is to completely convert the whole school district over from using paper, pencil, textbook kinds of learning devices over to digital devices, and we're in the second year, starting this year, of a three-year process.
The cost, he said, is about $3 million to the district, but he said they want to make the change now and believe it's the best way for kids to learn. They'll save by eliminating the need to constantly reorder textbooks, even though they'll have to update software. He said students so far have been good with the computers and have treated them well. And demolition of the old Wasatch High School took place in the spring at the cost of some $600,000. He said the building, as is, was not very marketable.
The building was simply not very marketable. That became a problem for us. So it became very apparent to us as we were working with real estate professionals and people who were interested in the facility that, frankly, that we needed to go ahead and demolish the building. We weren't going to use it for school purposes. Our intention was to sell the property and to have somebody else go ahead and develop. But what we've decided to do since then is demolish the piece, and we're going to develop it. And, you know, we've already sold one piece, so we're feeling pretty good about where we're at right now.
That's Terry Shoemaker, superintendent of the Wasatch School District. He said 1 acre has already been sold with a price tag of $1 million. There's a remaining 8.5 acres, all commercial. The city will allow the school district to sell off the rest in varying size parcels. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.